Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
God, I really hate when someone has bad timing delivering important news. Mm-hmm. It's like announcing your pregnancy at a funeral.
Right. Well, buckle up, because when you get married, mm-hmm. I'm just going to announce some crazy shit.
Okay, coming from you, that'll be like, I've decided to redecorate my studio.
Yeah, people will be blown away.
But I bet Olivia Wilde did not love the timing of being served legal documents while on stage presenting the trailer for her new movie.
Yeah, she was slapped with papers literally right as she was talking to the audience.
I can only assume the woman who served her was just trying to get her 15 minutes.
I mean, she got it. Congrats.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziprin. It's Thursday, April 28th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
So it's always a little awkward when you're forced to deal with personal business at work. I think we know what this is like, the number of times we've tried to plan a game night. But it's got to be even worse doing it in front of a big audience. Actor, director, gorgeous queen Olivia Wilde. Okay. I love her. Yeah. Had to deal with both on Tuesday night when she was served with legal papers while on stage announcing the trailer for her new film, Don't Worry, Darling.
Yeah, so Olivia was presenting the trailer at CinemaCon. CinemaCon is a four-day event in Vegas that brings out like movie theater owners from all over the world. They come to see what movies look good, what they want to put in their theaters. And while Olivia was introducing her film, a woman approached the stage and handed her a large manila envelope. The envelope was blank, except it did have the words on the front, personal and confidential. And when Olivia was handed the envelope, she asked, "This is for me?" Then she said it was very mysterious. I'm assuming she made a joke. I would like to see video. Mm-hmm. And she told the audience she was going to open it right away because she said it feels like it's a script, which now we know we can just hand script to Olivia Wilde.
I was going to say, is this the way to get your script read? Because it's genius.
She seems very willing. I mean, yeah. Well, not anymore.
Right, right. Well, Because when she saw what was in the envelope, she realized it wasn't something to keep talking about.
Yes.
So a source confirmed to People that Olivia was served with papers drawn up to establish jurisdiction about the two children she shares with her ex-fiancé, Jason Sudeikis, my future fiancé.
Okay, well, don't have kids.
don't need to tell me twice.
So Jason and Olivia first met at an after party for Saturday Night Live back in 2011, which we've said many times. If you want to fall in love, either host SNL or mm-hmm. be a cast member on SNL, because it always seems to work out.
I got to do it stat.
Yeah.
Lorne Michaels on the line.
Yeah. Hurry up and get married so I can make that crazy announcement. I'm telling you. So Jason and Olivia got engaged in 2013, and they were together until they broke up in November of 2020. They do have two children together, an 8-year-old son named Otis and a 5-year-old daughter named Daisy. So when Olivia looked inside the envelope, she said, okay, got it. Thank you. And then she just continued talking about her movie, which is such a boss move.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, the level of composure mm-hmm. you have to just, like, keep the mm-hmm. show rolling. I love it. And she, like, kept holding the envelope as she talked, but then she never mentioned it again.
Which I'm just like, did anybody expect her to be like, oh, shit, my ex just served me with jurisdiction papers? Like, I feel like it's either that or run off stage.
Honestly, I think if it were me,
oh God,
I'd tell everybody. I'd, like, make it a, like, joke and, like, a thing. Like, can you guys believe this just happened? I think I would do that.
This could be why it's a good thing you don't want kids.
I mean, listen, take back the narrative, stand in it, be like, hey, this happened. I don't know.
I mean, I feel like she also kind of semi took it back by just carrying on and just being like, whatever, this was a little blip. Somebody accidentally skipped the tape, but I'm coming right back on.
Yeah. No, it was a good move.
But I feel like we can both agree that a presentation at CinemaCon doesn't really seem like the best time to serve someone with any kind of papers.
Yeah.
But a spokesperson for Jason told Deadline he had no idea it was going to go down like this, or else he never would have agreed to it. The spokesperson said Jason had no prior knowledge of the time or place that the envelope would have been delivered, and said it was completely up to the process service company to figure out the timing and delivery.
Right. The spokesperson also said that Jason would never condone her being served in such an inappropriate manner. But a family law attorney who's found a way to make this about him, David Glass, spoke to People magazine and said he thinks it's highly unlikely that Jason wouldn't know the details of how Olivia would be served. David, of course, is not involved in the case. Mm-hmm. This is just his professional opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He said a lawyer will get information from their clients about how, where, and when someone could be served. And he said, if you're going to go to that sort of extreme length to do it publicly, to do it in an embarrassing way, I can't see the client not knowing about it. He also said an attorney is obligated to share, you know, most of the things they're doing with their client.
I feel like that's a pretty vague thing.
And yeah, like
an attorney has to share most things they're doing. Like,
so
okay.
Maybe not this one.
Yeah, that's not specific at all.
I don't know. He doesn't seem, obviously, I don't know Jason Sudeikis, but like, mm-hmm. they don't seem like the type of people to like do this kind of thing to each other. He doesn't seem like someone who would make a big scene like this out of respect for like the, you're in the public eye all the time. Like I feel,
right.
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I've seen his heart.
Oh, okay.
Watching Ted Lasso and reading about him. So obviously I know him. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I agree. Like, I feel like this would not be something he would condone. Like, I could see them being like, we're going to serve her at this event and thinking, oh, when she's backstage or getting into her car, certainly not while she's literally on stage presenting.
Agree.
I don't think many people would be okay with that.
No, I don't think so either.
And obviously fans, of course, are saying, did Jason know she was going to be served in such a public way? And some people online have even suggested it's his way of getting back at her for moving on with Harry Styles so quickly after they broke up.
Yeah. So, you know, we've talked about this before. Harry and Olivia met while filming Don't Worry, Darling back in October of 2020. Harry stars in the movie with actor Florence Pugh. And Jason and Olivia split up shortly after shooting started on that film in November of 2020. But Harry and Olivia didn't make their public debut as a couple until January of 2021.
Yeah, and a lot of people thought Harry was the reason Olivia broke up with Jason, because when you're a celebrity, you obviously have to be in love with somebody else to leave a relationship you're in.
Yeah, you just said this about, like, Shailene Woodley. You're like, just because people are, like, together in public somewhere doesn't mean they're the reason a relationship failed.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, the number of people we all hang out with, we'd be cheating left and right. My God.
Yeah.
But after Olivia and Harry were first spotted together, a source told Us magazine that Jason was desperate to win Olivia back and hoped her relationship with Harry was just a phase. Of course, it's definitely not a phase. Anyone who was at Coachella can attest to that. Harry and Olivia were together and seemed to still be going very strong. Yeah. There are even rumors of an engagement, mayhaps. So now some people are thinking that the serving of these jurisdiction papers was Jason's way of making a very public move in response to Olivia's relationship with Harry. One person tweeted, "I had an ex served with papers before, and there is absolutely no way Jason Sudeikis didn't know where and when Olivia Wilde would be served. No way."
Yeah, some fans of Jason's good guy character on Ted Lasso, a.k.a. Arisha, were definitely surprised things went down this way. One person tweeted, "Dick move, Ted Lasso." But some people think Olivia deserved it, suggesting she may have cheated on Jason with Harry. Someone tweeted, "Jason Sudeikis having Olivia Wilde served on stage while giving a presentation in Vegas is wild. Honestly, she deserves it." It's like, how does this person know she deserves it? Like, what?
I can't. Both sides, I'm just like, you guys need to settle down. Like, yeah. I don't think it's an unfortunate timing. I just don't believe it was intentional to that extent.
Right. I think for now, we have to give them both the benefit of the doubt.
Absolutely.
That she didn't cheat and he wasn't trying to get back at her. It just happened this way.
Olivia, Jason, we're giving you the benefit of the doubt. Don't let us down.
Yes, don't prove us wrong.
So whether or not Jason really knew, people are still wondering how the woman who served her even got into CinemaCon. We've got a lot of scripts out there that we need to get seen by famous people. So what's the trick? You do need a pass to attend, and it's unclear if she had one.
Yeah. So the managing director at CinemaCon, Mitch Neuhauser, released a statement to People yesterday about the incident. He said, "As the convention organizer, we have never in the history of the convention had an incident where a delegate has approached the stage who was not authorized to be there," and said they were reevaluating security at the event, which... this is classic. Like, every time something happens, like, well, now we got to reevaluate. Just do good security previously. Like, stop.
It's never going to be good enough.
So Mitch didn't say whether or not the woman who served Olivia was stopped or questioned after she handed off the papers. And he didn't confirm if she had the right credentials to access CinemaCon or not.
Well, I don't know if you saw the footage, but the security that watched this happen, they all, like, ran to their cars and grabbed their scripts because they thought it was just, like, a script handoff. So that could be why they're reevaluating security. Stop hiring screenwriters.
I mean, that's a long run to the Caesars parking garage, but good for them.
Well, they're security, so they're fit. It works. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, "Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast."
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family.
But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.